Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and I'm beginning to think that all this traveling is trying to work on my voice. Either it's improving it or, well, or not. So if I'm a little raspy today, please excuse me. We are actually doing our show today through an amazing resource, as you know, which is Blog Talk Radio. And it enables us to do our show anywhere in the world, which I want to mention that today's show is being brought to you out of the Santa Barbara, California area. And actually, between Santa Barbara and you come down into Ventura and then a little further, you hit L.A. So I was actually just at the Awakened World Film Festival that went on in Santa Barbara last week, and it was an absolutely amazing event. And Tom, my business partner, and I want to thank Dr. Barbara Fields for the amazing effort that lady put into this event. It was phenomenal. There were people there like Jeff Bridges, the actor, and his wife Susan, and many, many, many people who I just had such a pleasure to meet and to interact with. It was actually a film festival and a retreat combined, meaning that we actually could interact with the actors and the producers and the directors and people such as that. So again, Barbara, I'm going to make sure you hear this show and this interview that we're going to be doing today. And mainly, I just want to have you know how much we appreciated everything that you did. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is being brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper, of course, and you hear about the newspaper quite often. If you are in a preventive, natural health, personal growth-oriented business, and you would like to have some awesome exposure in the world, you are welcome to join us and be a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. We will tell you how you can do that. Just let us know, and I'm going to give you some contact information for us right now, and that is 216-533-2273. Again, the number is 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. And I'm going to spell referral only because people have many ways of spelling it, not because we think people cannot spell. So we spell referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. So again, it's healthyreferral.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and also give us your comments and things that you're interested in hearing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. It is because of you that this radio show and this newspaper exists, and we want you to know how much we appreciate each and every one of you. As you know, we do interviews each week, and of course, this week, I am even more excited, excuse this voice, more excited, and I'm just going to, before I bring Tim Loomis on, I'm going to share this with you. My daughter, Justina, emails me, this was a couple months ago, asked me, Mom, could you go ahead and take a peek at this and then vote? So I read the email, I saw that it was a forward from her about the silent mind. The silent mind is a martial arts plus, and I'll let Tim tell you more about that, studio, school, there's lots of words we could use for it. And it happens to be the place that my grandson, my daughter's son, Jaden, attends. So my daughter felt that it would be nice for me to know what was happening and to vote. So I read it and found that Kim of the Silent Mind was getting people to know about voting so that the silent mind would have an opportunity to be considered for a large grant. And that grant would help the school, which, of course, would help the students and everyone in the community. So after reading it, I felt, this is pretty awesome. And yes, I was drawn to it, firstly, because of Jaden, my grandson, attending there. And the more I read about the silent mind, the more that I felt very connected with it. And since we are into meditation and working with self-development, it meant a lot to me to see that something like this was a possibility for the silent mind. So I went ahead and voted, forwarded on to, I decided to take time one evening and send it off to over 100 people, mostly people that are family, friends, and connections that we have had. And I just shared the story that I just shared with you. And, of course, everyone felt connected with it, and many of them did vote. And the silent mind got their 250-plus votes. And I know that it's not just because of my effort. I know that Tim had, you know, much happening behind the scenes. So that's the story. And I'm going to bring Tim on, and we're going to talk about the silent mind. So, Tim, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, Marcia. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderfully. And as you heard, I'm bouncing around in Santa Barbara, California. So this is the most beautiful part of the world, Tim. It has your mountains and it has the ocean. So what more can you ask for?
Sounds nice. I wish I was there.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what I'm going to say back to you, right? What? I'm going to say C, B, and Phil has already done.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, this is Tim Loomis, and Tim is the founder of the Silent Mind that is located in Twinsburg, Ohio. And I'm going to give you a website so you can take a peek while you're listening. It's www.thesilentmind.com. And it's just as it sounds, thesilentmind.com. And for a phone number, you can jot this down. It's 330-425-7204. Again, 330-425-7204. All right, Tim, there is a lot that I feel I'd like to have you share today. And let's go ahead and begin with this grant that I just sort of mentioned about the voting and all of that. Can you give us an update on where that is at the moment?
Well, first of all, let me again thank you for the kind assistance with you and all your friends and listeners and all my friends and listeners out there. We did, in fact, get our 250 votes, which was the qualifying process to be considered for the grant. Now, we are in a waiting game until January when they make their decisions. However, I'm not the kind of person that likes to wait. So what I've been doing is putting it out there to the universe through my friends and through my connections and through the divine itself that we've already won that grant. And yep. I encourage everyone to do the same for us. Put us in your hopes and prayers and cross your fingers and put that power of intent to work.
Absolutely, and what better than with, you know, what is called the silent mind? I mean, how befitting it is, you know. It's like, and that's just such a favorite saying of mine, listeners. You heard Tim just mention about, you know, seeing it as already is. It's something that I mean, I work on every single day of my life, believe me, and at the same time, I know how powerful it is. And put this into your memory bank, everyone. When you really in your heart want for something to be, you are to see it, be it, and feel it as already done. Be, see, and feel as already done. And it is inevitable that it will happen. And we have so much power, Tim, that, you know, if people realize who they really are, look out. Anyway. what is the actual mission, and let's say mission and goals for Silent Mind?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been a martial artist for around 47 years. I started as a young child, actually. And, of course, in those days, martial arts was a fun activity for me. But as I grew, it was giving me so much more than simply learning, you know, martial arts skills, learning to defend myself. It was giving me that ability to quiet my mind. And that is something, when I got into my later teens and early 20s, that I started to seek out more knowledge and more training outside of martial arts. I started getting into meditation and other kinds of practices as well that helped to achieve that for me. And, by the way, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary here this coming January here at the Silent Mind. We'll be here 10 years now. When I opened this business 10 years ago, my intent was to start sharing this with everyone in my community, sharing what martial arts path had done for me. It's been very successful because we're rather unique. You wouldn't really, most people wouldn't associate this kind of Silent Mind aspect with a martial arts school. You know, they associate martial arts schools with fighting and, you know, the stuff you see on Karate Kid, you know. So it's a very different kind of school here than most people would consider in a martial arts school.
Well, and I have to say that that's one of the main reasons, as you already know, that I immediately connected with it. I knew my daughter had talked about, you know, having Jaden begin karate, and she did actually mention karate, but I really did not know the name of it. And when she sent that email and I saw the name, The Silent Mind, as you've heard me say several times already, that's really what just took a hold of me, because those two words say a lot. So, you know, when we say the silent mind, you know, there's so much that can take place in that silent space. And I certainly, and we certainly know that with 25 years of our business. So it's a wonderful thing to see people actually connect to all that. And so How has Twinsburg been for you? How's the community receptivity?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the first thing is people go, "What is the Silent Mind?" You know, they're not sure what to make of it. I finally had to change my sign. I put a little sign under it saying "Martial Arts and More," just so that people would have some idea of what was going on here. But without a doubt, when people finally come in the door, they say, "The Silent Mind, I want that."
Yes.
Which
yes.
implies, of course, that they don't have that, and that's where yes. we can help.
Yes, yes. And that was so wise of you to add what I would refer to as a byline, because, I mean, Tom and I, with, you know, the newspaper and the radio show and everything, we've learned that through the years too. We'll, you know, we'll come up with a title, and then you know, just for some reason needs something else, and you don't want the title to be too long, so you add a byline, and it just makes it so clear, and all of a sudden people go, "Oh, got it." So that was a very wise thing to do.
I wish I could say I did it right the first time, but I didn't. You know, that was essentially, we added that part of the sign later on.
Well, I have to come back and say to you, you did it right. It was what it was supposed to be at the time. And, you know, and that's the other thing. When we're talking about the Silent Mind and everything that we're discussing, listeners, you know, when we stay in the present moment, it's amazing what we can manifest, because our minds are not on what was or what should be and all that. It's just on, you know, what is right now and what is wanted and intended. So, and I know when people tap into that ability, the one thing I'd like them to know immediately is it was their intention. It wasn't the person who told them how to do it or anything like that, because, you know, I do not have any more ability to, you know, manifest than the next person. And that's why the intention and what we hold, see, be, and feel is absolutely vital. So on your site, you have a favored saying of mine, which I don't think I ever mentioned this, but if not now, when? And again, this has a little bit to do with the now present moment. So when you put that up on your site, if not now, when? And you know, you mentioned your most valuable commodity. What is actually considered in your mind a person's most valuable commodity?
Well, I think for sure, as you're speaking about, it's you. As you said, you're an amazing person. If you really knew who you were, you can't believe how powerful you are. And it's for us here to help people discover that. So, and as I say up there, if not now, when? And what I've known and what I've learned in the past is the mind is the thing that always says no. Presence is what allows you to do everything. Yep. Do it when?
Yep.
Now. Now.
Right. And you say something in that same section that I just talked about money and time. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
You're referring to one of my blogs, yes. You know, the most important commodity that people have today is not their money, it is their time. We're being yanked around in so many directions that truly the most valuable commodity is time. And why not get the most you can out of your time and be able to not only here exercise your body at the silent mind, but your learn the mental disciplines of the silent mind and enable and grow the spirit as well. So you get a threefer by coming here to be able to not only exercise but to learn some martial arts and learn the skills of the mind and quieting the mind so that the spirit can be enlivened and grow.
And that's such a great point that Tim just made, listeners. And I am all for this because I'm a very physical person. You know, I love to work out and move the body and dance and all this kind of stuff. And at the same time, the other major component that we're talking about that's so vital is that we are able to go within and take the time that we are needing to nurture inwardly, that in fact reflects on anything else that you would do in the physical, like you're working out and so forth and so forth. So they are definitely interconnected. One cannot be separated from the other. It's sort of like the blend of, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And I always like to add emotion in there at the same time. Okay, listeners, again, I want to mention the website for The Silent Mind is www.thesilentmind.com. That's thesilentmind.com. You can also jot down the phone number of 330-425-7204. That's 330-425-7204 to connect with Tim. And, of course, you can always go on the site and email and fill out whatever communication form or whatever that may be on the site. Let's talk a bit about the different classes that you have. You know, you touched on that briefly, but I think it would be good just to, there's such a variety that I was in awe, actually. So, and along with the classes in that, Tim, if you, after that, if you can just touch on some of the amazing instructors that you have.
Thank you, yes. Well, once again, our martial arts studio is rather unique. In most studios, you have one master here teaching one type of martial arts. Here, we, in fact, have three masters, all with over 45 years of experience themselves each, high-ranking black belt master level instructors, and we have myself in the jiu-jitsu area and in the Tai Chi area. I teach Tai Chi as well, Tai Chi Qigong. We have Vladimir Soroka, who teaches Aikido, and we have Dr. Vincent Gentiloma, who teaches Shaolin Kung Fu. All of these guys have a spiritual background as well. In fact, Master Vince has been my teacher for over 35 years.
Wow.
Just one of my teachers. So the three of us here are rather unique because most times in martial arts studios, these kind of people don't get along. This is why there's only one of them in one studio. You know?
So highly evolved people can't get along.
But to have, you know, three complete black belt programs of martial arts under one roof is really quite unique. And right from day one, we had all these other programs like yoga and meditation. And again, I'll say Tai Chi and Qigong because that is very similar to yoga in concept anyway. And it's all about learning to integrate mind, body, spirit, which we bring out in our martial arts classes. But if you're not interested in martial arts, we have other avenues for you. Additionally, we have in-house massage services and bodywork services through our partner here, the Wellspring Studio, and they do all sorts of massage and Reiki and hot stone and prenatal. They do every kind of massage you can think of. And recently, our acupuncturist, we had an in-house acupuncturist, he got so popular and his business was doing so well that he actually just moved out, but we still do refer over to the acupuncture business. Yeah, unfortunately, but he's right around the corner. He stayed in town, so we still work together quite closely.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, acupuncture is something that I just so love. And, you know, it always, when I first learned about it years ago and started having sessions, you know, it made so much sense with, you know, basically balancing out the meridians by... And you know, here's a good place for us to, and I'm sort of chuckling because on an interview some months ago with Dr. Friedman, who's out of Tampa, he's an acupuncture physician, Chinese physician, Chinese doctor, an amazing guy. But, you know, we were talking about how right away people's minds go to, oh, I don't want to be stuck with all those big needles. And it's amazing because when it's done appropriately, the needles, and you can elaborate on this, the needles are so fine.
Different modalities of acupuncture, and the Japanese modality uses very, very fine needles, hair-like needles, in fact. And you'd feel a mosquito bite more than you'd feel this needle going into your skin.
No, I like that method. I like that method much better than the thick needles.
Yeah.
But
I agree with you. The acupuncture is a very, very powerful healing modality. And, you know, most people use it to control pain, which it does extremely well. However, as you said, it's really about balancing energy. And I have quite a few customers and students that will just get tuned up. They just go for acupuncture every month and just go get a tune-up. And my wife actually swears by that. She just loves that.
Absolutely. It's you know, when you talk about balancing, Tim, it's, I've had conversations with people, and they'll say, well, you know, when you say balancing, they're asking me, they say, when you're talking about balancing, what do you actually mean? Because there are a lot of people out there who don't talk like this, you know, who don't quite understand.
Balance is a good word. Balance is not a very good word because the only way to be completely balanced is dead. what we're doing is harmonizing.
Back in alignment. Alignment.
What we're doing is harmonizing, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So the message that you feel is the most important message that you have to offer people, what would you say that would be?
You know, it's kind of a tough love message, and it's out there on my website. One of my sayings out there is that all the All the misery and suffering we have in the world is self-inflicted. Why do we continue?
Mm-hmm.
We can stop this. We can stop this. And it's the mind that is causing all of this, the mind that doubts, the mind that judges, the mind that has likes and dislikes. And this is all the mind that which has really taken control of us and not allowing us to express our joy, gratitude, bliss, love, and peace. That is the
right.
natural state of being for a human being. The mind has distorted all of this. So our main mission here is to bring this back. It's to train people and provide an environment where they can learn and grow so that love, joy, peace, and bliss is your life.
Well, it is our birthright. And when you're talking about the mind, you know, the mind is an absolutely phenomenal thing. And it stores everything, you know, so everything from your now and your past and before, you know, basically I refer to it as the universe, you know. So it's all contained in that. And that's why the mind is not a bad thing. And I don't ever want a person to feel that. It's, you know, it's when we can align, and I like to use that word, align ourselves, then the mind simply does its thing, and we ourselves, with that intention, draw on that which is the thing that we really want to focus on. Because I know some people say, I can't sit still and be quiet because, you know, the mind never shuts up for me. I said, well, it's not supposed to shut up. You know, it's supposed to keep doing its thing. It's you becoming silent. And that was another reason why, you know, the Silent Mind title was so awesome.
Our training, you're right. The mind is a tool. The tool has taken control of the master, however. So
mm-hmm.
what we teach is that our natural state is silence. And while we cannot make the mind settle down, we can, through techniques like meditation, enable the mind to settle down to a state of silence. The masters will tell us, the enlightened masters tell us, they very rarely use their minds. They only
right.
use it when they need to recall something. Otherwise, the mind is effectively off, and they find very little use for it. And this, of course, is our goal, is to awaken and to eventually bring a person up to enlightenment. Now, that's not something you can do. You got to do that yourself. We can't make and help you. We can't make you enlightened. That's a personal thing.
Absolutely.
But we can lead you as close to it as we can.
And Tim, if somebody's not in the area but, you know, feels that they'd like to connect, do you ever talk to people that are out of the area or?
Oh, absolutely. I do phone and Skype interviews all the time, and very happy to do those things by appointment. They just need to call, and we set something up.
Okay, great. And so the phone number that I've been giving throughout the show is the correct one, right?
Yes, that is the studio line. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and once again, listeners, 330-425-7204. That's 330-425-7204. And Tim, I'm just extremely happy that we manifested this. And I have no doubt, I felt it right when my daughter sent me the email and I started acting upon it. You know that it's going to come through, don't you?
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. Yeah, the grant is already won,
yeah.
It's here already.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm also very, very happy that Jaden is, you know, experiencing his first, at 6 years old, his first connection with all of this through a place like the Silent Mind, and to have you, you know, the person that is behind all that. So thank you very much. I guess I could say that I'm putting my grandson's part of my grandson's well-being in your hands.
Well, and I accept that responsibility. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Tim, thank you again. And we will talk very, very soon. And we look forward to having you in this upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral also. So we will talk with you very soon.
Wonderful. And I hope you make a trip back here to Cleveland to see Jaden over the holidays and stop in to see us.
I am going to do that. That's already a given.
Very good. All right.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, listeners, and again, just feel free to call Tim about anything that you heard in our interview at 330-425-7204. And for questions about how you can be part of Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show and the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which we would love to have you involved, and it helps to support all of this, please call at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings and lots of love, and we will see you next time here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show.